FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
We've been talking a little bit in the earlier in the show about the PGA being in St. Louis, and joining us now is KMOX Sports Director Tom Ackerman, the guy on the scene at Ackerman1120 on Twitter. He's out there at the PGA Championship. How's it going today, Tom?
It's going great, Annie. A really good day. It's hot and humid here, but
welcome to St. Louis.
Thousands of fans have been coming by, that's for sure. We've had a great time here at Bellerive all week, and you know, we're not even halfway through this tournament. This is the second round. The players are jacking for a position here to make the cut. The top 70 plus any ties make the cut. So that's what they're working on here. And their leader right now is Gary Woodland at 10 under. It's actually an all-American leaderboard in the top four with Gary Woodland, Kevin Kisner, Brooks Koepka, the back-to-back U.S. Open champion, at 8 under. And then Dustin Johnson had a good day today. 4 under, he is the world number one, and he is 7 under for the championship, along with Charles Schwartzel.
Wow. Yeah, well, it's going to be fun to watch this unfold throughout the weekend. I'm curious about how is St. Louis representing in a PGA? It's the 100th anniversary of the PGA tournament there, and it's in St. Louis. How's St. Louis doing with the hosting of this tournament?
Well, they're doing a great job hosting it. I think that it's very crowded, but very well organized, and they've been able to adjust to some of the traffic issues that they dealt with, and some of that was out of their control. There was just so much rain on Tuesday. They had to stop the buses and couldn't bring anybody in here in a practice round. So they dealt with some traffic issues, I thought, at the rideshare location at Westminster Christian Academy at Fenton Logistics Park, but They've tried to work those out. They've told people, really pushed the rideshare option. They've told people, and I've been telling people, to plan on 2 hours between getting on your way to park and getting here to Bellerive. It's a bit of a process that way. You're going to have to park, get on a very nice bus and make your way over here. But I'll tell you this, once you get here, it's very well organized. There's signage everywhere. You can make your way through the course very easily. There's some great spots to sort of park yourself and watch the action, or if you want to follow a certain group, like the one that's going to go off in about an hour from now, Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy, and Justin Thomas, you want to get, I suggest, ahead of that group. You want to get ahead of them a hole or two and let them come to you, and then skip ahead a little bit more and let them come to you again. That's kind of the way to go. And I think the galleries do a very nice job of following along, and they've done a good job kind of playing traffic cop and getting the fans through here. It's a big layout, but it's not the biggest piece of property compared to some of these major championships. So, you know, they do have some restrictions on space and a lot of corporate hospitality. They've done a really good job, again, I think, of just getting everyone through the golf course. Now, just one more thing about how it looks nationally and worldwide. I spoke to some TV executives about this last night, and they told me we really look for three things in particular. There's a lot of things, but three really stand out. One, you want to have a lot of great action for the viewers to watch, and that's for sure. I mean, they came to watch the golf. So you want some great names at the top of the leaderboard, and they certainly have that. And they have some big names here playing together in just a little bit. But he said he also wants fan shots, crowd shots. And what St. Louis has done has gotten the attention of the players. Justin Thomas was one of them, said it himself. Thursday, he said it was very wild here for a Thursday. They've had huge, huge crowds, and that's been great from a TV perspective. Then the final thing is, you know, we want the golf course to look good on TV. And while Bellerive has had some issues with the greens, keeping them in tip-top shape, one thing about it is they said Bellerive looks great on television. And you can't argue with that. I mean, from the rough to the fairways to the surrounding beauty and the trees and the foliage. It is a beautiful course on TV. So it's been a full package, and I think St. Louis has looked really good.
That's fantastic. St. Louis could use some good national attention after losing the Rams, and the Cardinals have always done us well from a national perspective. But I think it's a good thing for St. Louis, and it's exciting to see that it's getting the attention of the people who do a lot of these and have a lot of experience at various locations and various crowd sizes and everything. So that's good to hear.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, St. Louis, when you say St. Louis, what do you think of? You think of baseball. You know, St. Louis is known as a great baseball town, but it is a lot more than that. When the Blues are rolling, this place is a hockey town, period. When the Rams, and I know we don't like to say their names, this negative thing. But when they were rolling and they were in the Super Bowl two times in 3 years,
you couldn't
say Rams without people saying that is the loudest building in the league. It's a rock concert. It's unbelievable. Sports fans show up and they deliver passionate, loud noise everywhere they go, and they support events like this. And we're seeing big crowds. We're seeing big galleries, very passionate and having a lot of fun with it. And I think that's good. We do a lot of things well. We do golf very well. We have a great golf community. And we do restaurants very well. And I've heard a lot of great chatter about people enjoying our fine cuisine.
Fantastic.
So that's good.
Yep. Well, Tom Ackerman out at the PGA Championship. You've been out there all week, and I'm sure that you've got a busy weekend ahead of you. At Ackerman1120 on Twitter. Thanks so much. We appreciate you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
See you, Tom.